Welcome to the first season of Bringing Home the W, where we're following the journey of not just any sports team, but Canada's first WNBA team. I'm your host, Tanya Kasol-Gouveia. For those of you who might not know yet, WNBA Toronto kicked off an exciting campaign on August 8th, inviting all Canadians to share ideas for names, logos, colors, and creative inspiration to help build the WNBA Toronto's team brand. As of this episode, people in over 1,000 different cities across Canada have sent submissions to nameyourteam.ca. This season, we'll take you behind the scenes of this community-driven process from now until tip-off. We'll also introduce you to the key players crafting the final brand for this trailblazing team. Today, we're asking, why Toronto? Why now? And how exactly does a city get a new sports franchise? To unpack all of this, we'll be chatting with Teresa Resch, president of the WNBA Toronto team. Whether you're a diehard basketball fan, fascinated by branding, or just curious about the development process, you're in the right place. Let's kick off this journey together and find out why Canada is set to be the heart of this groundbreaking chapter in women's sports. Please welcome to the show, Teresa Resch. Teresa, how are you?
Awesome. Good to be here this morning.
So happy to have you. Thanks for joining us. I feel as though maybe since May you've been pretty busy.
There's been a couple things going on since May 23rd in my life, that's for sure.
Seriously, so I do want to talk about that. Obviously, we're talking about design, and we're going to the community to build this brand, this identity, the mascots, the merch, all these things. But you need a name, you need a color, and so let's start for kind of the build up to May 23rd when the WNBA Toronto team was announced. What was that like for you?
How do you get a team? Is that what you're asking? How do you get a WNBA team? Well, here's the five steps if you want to get a WNBA franchise. No, it was a long process. And I think ultimately I was only a very small part of that process. Like, I think what you can do is actually look back to the passing of Title IX 50 years ago and follow a journey that leads us to that team in May of 2023. And I think what's happened in the last like 10 years is the way that consumers actually, or fandom, I'll say, consume sports. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, it had to be you watch what you were given. I think we can look at the Olympics, right? Like, the Paris Olympics were incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, you go on CBC Gem and watch whatever sport you wanted, whenever it was live, it would be there. In the past, it was just whatever they would play during prime time, right? So these other people that were outside your scope were making the decision of what you watched. And like, that has changed. And I think with that has opened up an opportunity to actually see women's sports.
And it's such an untapped market, because you see every time there's a big women's game, even I think with the women's soccer, when they their quarterfinal, it was like millions of Canadians, like 3 million Canadians watched for in the Paris Olympics.
You go back to basketball specifically, and the NCAA final had nearly 19 million viewers this year, 3 million more than the men's final. And even if you look at, and this is NCAA, if you look at the Olympic final, it was 19.5 million watched that game of the men's, which was like the women's NCAA final almost had that. Give people the opportunity and exposure, and like, people will show up. So I'm excited because broadcasters and programmers and like the people who are in those rooms making those decisions see it now, because the data's there. They knew that they needed to expand because there was the talent level, like the parity across the league would remain really, really high. And then the league knows we got to get good markets. So where are they going to target? They're going to target San Francisco Bay Area. They're going to target Canada, right? They want to grow. They want to grow internationally. They did 2 years ago, they did a fundraise for $75 million of capital. And as part of that, they said one of the initiatives or one of the things they wanted to do was to grow brand exposure, specifically internationally. Well, what's Canada? Well, it's international. Even though we're just across the border, it's really the launching pad for the world for this league.
May 23rd happens.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Everyone's excited. I mean, even Drake posted on his story, like,
I think he gets it. He thinks it's about the women. It's about elevating women. And like, he gets that in this instance. We are literally a laboratory for learning sports business. And I can't wait to open the doors for a ton of women, young girls, people who are at the end of their careers, to like be part of our team. Now, you know, we're going to be able to hire maybe 30 people. So, but what we can do is provide mentorship, and we can provide seasonal support. So you know, come back for another episode and maybe we'll talk about the mentorship pathway. But no, we're here to talk about the name and logo. So we'll get back to that.
WNBA Toronto is here. It's a thing. It's reality. What has been happening to this point? Because on August 8th, now we're asking the public to name your team. Help us name this team. So how did we get to here?
What's happened in the last 2 months?
What has happened? Yeah. What have you been doing? You had a lot of rest, I imagine.
No, none. I'll say May 23rd was our launch date. And we had been obviously in conversation with the league. And even before that event, press conference happened, they had already had a meeting on our calendar for the following Tuesday. And we meet, so they literally like just come back from their holiday and like, okay, let's talk about name and logo. So yeah, you're going to have that decided by November 1st so that we can make sure that you have uniforms to play in. And we're like, what? Anyway, so the production deadline and all those different things, the kind of the administrative, the boring things really dictate a lot of the timing and the process of this. So anyways, we said, oh, wow, okay, we better get on this. So then we put together like an RFP, so request for proposal for marketing design agencies to help us with this process. Because we don't have, like you said, it was me and our CFO. He's an accountant. I'm an operations person. Like, we do not have expertise in this space. Right. Like, we'll give our opinion for sure, but we are not experts. So we needed definitely help from agency. And I had been part of that process, but never led it before. The things that we said in there were basically like, yes, you need to create our name and logo. It needs to be across Canada and we need to involve the public. Mm. So it was like, okay, bring us back and tell us who you are. Like the first one was really like, tell us who you are and the work you've done. And then we got to look at all, and it was incredible. Like the level of creativity and different agencies and the work they had done. It was so cool to see. You could tell everybody was so excited about it. So like, okay, this is good. So then from there, we had four different agencies come in and kind of like pitch. And that's where we got a little more specific. So it was like, how would you address this project, right? So give us an idea. Like, we didn't want them to like come up with the name and logo specifically necessarily, but like, show us how you work. Like, we're going to be working really closely with you. And like, ultimately, there's so many things going on at that time. We're literally starting a new business. Like, we had to get a bank account, you know, like all these things that you don't think
that
about.
You don't,
But, you know, you think about like the players and the coach and like there's so many other things that have to happen before then. There's a couple agencies that were very traditional and they brought some really good ideas to the table and like had the process that they knew would get us to like a good spot. But then Metal, the problem solving agency, which is the agency we're working on with it, ultimately, like, it's like they read my mind and they brought this concept of like, we can bring together the best to do the best work. We wanted to make sure that all of Canada could be part of this. And that brings us to here. So that took about a month to get the agency on board. And then for a month, we've been putting together like what this campaign looks like. And it was so awesome to launch and then to see all the submissions come in and to see that it wasn't just names. Because like that's what's so important. It's like, yeah, you can put in a name, but like a brand identity is so much more than that. And that's what we're reaching out to Canada to help us inspire, is like, what do we want this brand identity to be? And it's been so awesome to see people embrace that because, you know, it's name your team and we want you to be part of it and not just submit a name and then come back and hope that we pick it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a contest. It's like we want to shape this identity through our fans and the people who are going to be following it and the people who have like a vested interest in this team.
That's the thing, the vested interest of like, I have a say in this, but it's not just like, oh, we're voting on, you know, five different names and choosing. It's like you're part of the process and there's got to be that reason behind the name. Like, what is Toronto, you know, to the greater community or even Canadians, right? So a name that is, I guess, holds the weight of the country. And so that's a big...
Yeah, no pressure, right?
No pressure.
Well, I mean, the other thing too is like, if it's a contest, it's like, well, I hope there's not just like one person that wants this, you know, like if there's only one person that submits a name and we pick it, like that doesn't work either. Like, we actually want a lot of people. And I think that colors is going to be really interesting.
It's going to be fun. Yeah.
Right? Okay, so the process, you have to kind of go in order. Mm-hmm. So we're asking for like inspiration now and we're getting all kinds of stuff.
So that's that nameyourteam.ca. It launched on August 8th, and basically you go to it and you can submit photos, you can submit just basically pieces of content to show
audio?
Your inspiration.
Can you audio?
Audio, that you can text it as well. So I love the text on the
WNBA,
the raccoon, because that is quintessential Toronto. I mean, it's inspo, right?
I think what we can take from it, though, and this is what we're trying to do, is like, okay, why do people want raccoons? Is it because it's something that they see
every day?
Are they
trolling?
Is it a joke? Does that mean that we want to be kind of fun in art, or do we need to be more serious? You know, like, I think that you can pull a lot of other things from people's submissions. And that's why we also want you to, like, tell us about it. It's a creative journey, right? And, like, you might start at raccoons, but who knows where it leads you. If you, like, dig down and, like, understand where that thought is coming from. And then some of those things can then influence, like, what does the logo look like? Is it really whimsical? Is it more fierce? Is it super detailed? Or is it something that any 5-year-old could draw?
Right.
You know, like, there's all these different things that we need to consider through this process. And that's where we want all of Canada to help us out.
It's kind of exciting to see the involvement and the fact that you want to involve the whole, because as a president, you could be like, you could just say it. You could just say, this is the team, this is what we're doing.
This is another thing we want to talk about, is I think that the perception is that's what happens when creating a name and
right.
logo. But like, it's not. It's not one person. We have to make sure that the league is on board with it. Like, they have a say in it. We need to make sure that all the trademark lawyers have a say in it, because we can't be taking someone else's intellectual property. Obviously, our ownership will have impact on it. And we really want and hope that Canada does, too. There's some things that will outweigh others. Like, we could have this great name, and ultimately the trademark people are like, you know what, they're using it in this capacity, so we can't transfer it. Like, I hope that doesn't happen. I know I'm going to fall in love with something that can't be mine. But ultimately, like, it's not just one person in a room deciding. I think that's what we're trying to make sure through this process we communicate.
So you're going to, I guess, get some input. It's like Canada is the parents of this WNBA Toronto team.
I like that.
So
we'll get down the path. So there's this, like, societal, like, point in time, thinking about that as well. So maybe there's something, but, like, that's where we're looking for Canada. And, like, what, tell us what you're hearing, and, like, tell us what is resonating with you. And some things will just never be a go because of trademark or just, like, certain associations, but, like, it might lead us somewhere. The Raptors were picked because 30 years ago, Jurassic Park was everywhere.
Huge.
Think about dragons right now. House
dragons
of the Dragon,
are everywhere.
Game of Thrones, whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, I think that there's always going to be some sort of, like, cultural, societal, like, what's interesting now, what's interesting here, that's going to influence it. I think that we'll definitely take a look at, like, how these things relate to current culture, and also, like, what's happening in our society as a whole, right? Everybody's a winner in this, because you're all going to have some sort of impact on this process. And I'm not an expert. I'm an operations person. I get stuff done. But there are people that are experts, and they're going to help us on this journey, which I think is great. Like, bring together the best to get the best results. So that's what we're really trying to do. And who's better than Canadians?
You want a name that resonates, and it's not just Toronto, it's with the countries. Over 1,000 cities, there's been respondents already on the website. You've gotten over 5,000 inputs already, and we've just started. So let's talk about, I guess, the process from now, and let's not talk process, that's a boring word, but, you know, like, what's happening next?
What's next? Yeah, so we're gathering, like I said, we're gathering submissions, ideas, and honestly, like, in parallel, we're taking those and, like, filtering, like, what's coming out of that, right? Is there anything that's going, and, like, why is that? And, like, starting down that path. So the 28th is when, kind of like the deadline for this, just because we have to start the design process. But what's happening after that is we'll bring together more of a groups of people of influence. So we'll have, like, an advisory council that are people that think about these things for their living, for their livelihood, all the time. And we're constantly connecting with some of these people we brought in. So metal agency, designers at Supper, some academics, Dr. Edwards, bringing together those people, like, what's trickling up? Like, what's hitting you in your soul? So that's a different type of expert. And then we'll also be looping in all the people from the league office and lawyers. So they'll be looking at all the different types of names that we're thinking about. But it does go in order. You kind of have to have a name before you can can go make a logo before you can pick the colors. So it is a little bit of a linear process. You can't necessarily, like, you have some colors in mind, but if you're the turtles and you don't have green involved, that probably doesn't work, you know? So, like, it kind of has to go in order a little bit. Or, like, you can't make a really awesome logo of a dragon and then be called the turtles. Like, that doesn't work either. Anyway, so that's how the process will work. And we'll include kind of a peek behind the curtains of all those focus groups, of all the input that's kind of happening, conversations that are happening. We'll also include, like, I'm going to call it a long list, and then we'll include a short list, and, like, we'll be talking to the public and, like, sharing with them what those things are. I wouldn't say, and, like, the portal will be open, so you can continue to, like, share some insight and any, like, get the dialogue that you want during those times. But we'll also be in communication directly with you if that's something that you ask to be
right,
updated
through that.
On. Yeah. So the plan is to be a full launch of everything before the end of this calendar year, which is crazy, but we're really excited. And also, it's crazy timeline, but it's also really important. Like, even, like, your intro, you're like, Teresa's the president of, like, Toronto WNBA? Like, what do you call it?
Yeah.
Like, we don't have an identity. So it will be great to actually have an identity to rally around. So I'm excited that the league is pushing us for timing anyways, because we got to figure that out anyways.
Yeah. Nameyourteam.ca for anyone who wants to have that input, and they can do it on text as well.
Text 1-833-662-3664.
One more time.
833-662-3664. But you have to text WNBA.
WNBA.
We have had that. Some people have just, like, text whatever their idea is to that number.
Oh, you need to
and
get
it. Yeah, and then we don't actually get it. But we know you text something, but we can't see it. So you have to do text WNBA to 833-662-3664. And then it will work. But what I get is, like, different themes and trends, things like that. And then I'll also... we'll get a daily kind of download of all the images that have been sent. So that's really interesting. And it's super, like, the fans are so creative. Like, all these different things. And, like, some will just be, like, a snapshot of a note that they wrote about something. It's incredible what AI can do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of, like, what is that Canadian goose with tiger legs and a... and a, you know, raccoon head. What
right.
is that?
Midjourney. They're just, yeah, I mean, people are going to be submitting their things that they would like to inspire this team. But for you as the president of this team, when we hear the name, we see the brand, what sort of feeling do you want the identity to sort of invoke in others?
No, that's a great question, because you think about this and you think about, like, the WNBA as a whole. Right? These are elite level professional women. The league in and of itself is basically, like, a social statement. The fact that women are playing at elite level, a game dominated by men, and a lot of them are racialized women. Like, 80% of our league is racialized women, which are continually being the minority and just ultimately not equal. And, like, you want something that, like, they can be really proud of, that represents them well. So, like, I feel, or I think of strength. I think of, like, resiliency, because, like, they've had a fight to get to, I mean, for the WMA to even exist. And I think in Canada, I think that's unique, too. Like, we're not necessarily, like, trailblazers, but we're different than all the other teams. And, like, how are we different? I think in some ways we're also, like, trailblazers, right? Like, Canadians and...
basketball started here, right?
Oh, that's true.
Right?
Invented by
there
a Canadian.
You go.
So I think, like, that strength, the resiliency, starting new, like, not necessarily risk-taking, but, like, just, like, fearlessness. And then also just, like, a lot of grace and a lot of empathy, but, like, that's hard to say in a name. But, like, I do think that that's something that Canadians are really good at, is very much being welcoming. Just as a whole, it's a very welcoming country. I know as a new Canadian, I feel very welcomed here.
So there is some key stakeholders involved in. So you do have to get the league, as you mentioned, there's cohesion within all of the current 12 teams, right? The look and feel of them are all kind of in the same, they're in the same family.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, they're part of the WNBA family.
Yeah. So it's that, you know, that those are some considerations. Who are some other sort of key stakeholders that you, or key players, I guess, that care about the design of this?
Yeah, so the league is a good one. Like, we definitely want them on side, and they've done this before, so they're great guides and partners in this, working very closely with them. Our ownership group, so Mr. Tenenbaum and some of the limited partners we have on board, will obviously have a say as well, and it's great because it's like a varied group, so lots of different perspectives. Myself and my team, a senior leadership team, you know, we have head of revenue, head of marketing, head of finance, that all look at it through different lenses and how it will impact our business. But honestly, I really, like, the whole reason we're doing this is for Canada to really impact it. So, you know, it's just like everybody, you know, you don't understand. You always think like, oh, I'm just like one person. What kind of impact can I have? But it's true. Like, speak, you know, like your voice is heard, and it will really inspire us to get to that final product, right?
Yeah, and no one can say like they did this without telling me, or, you know, like yeah. You hear that
well,
a lot.
Well, it's funny because yes, we'll be able to say that, but this is actually really important to our process. We didn't have to do this. Like, this is making the process so hard. Like, literally, it's like, think of the most difficult way to name your team. Like, well, let's do that. Like, if you think about it a couple days, it evolves. And like, maybe you keep coming back to it, but maybe it turns into something else, or you get a new idea, or you talk with your friends about it and you come up with some variant, or I don't know. But like, I think this is a journey we're all on together.
There's some stats that are on the WNBA Toronto Instagram just about, like 14% are trying to use alliteration in the name.
Yeah.
There's over 1,000 cities that have had submissions, worldwide submissions as well, which is really interesting.
Yeah, there's like 84% were from Canada, but there was like 15 from around the world. Like, the last time I talked to the kind of like data people, they said the website had been viewed from 58 different countries. And like, this is really Canada specific, but also shows like how much interest there is on this process, and that this world is really borderless.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and then we are such a, you know, multicultural country.
That's true.
Right?
Like, if you think about all the new Canadians and where they're coming from, like, their immediate family is probably not in Canada. They're somewhere else. And like, they're having daily dialogues with them. Like, the world is so small now with technology. It's incredible the impact you can have. So that also influences who we are.
So that's the goal, is to get the brand, the design, the colors. How do you know when you've got it? Like, what's success?
Oh.
What's success look like in this? Because there's no vote. It's not vote thing.
It's a good question. Like, I don't really think that there's a defined, like, this is what good looks like, or this is what perfect is in this process. It's a creative process. So I think what we'll have is a lot of different input, and we'll let it marinate a while. But it's something that I'm hoping, like, you really get a feeling of, like, this feels good. And the other thing is like, it needs to be tested. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just be like, oh, this is great, lightning, let's go with it. Like, no, you need to think deeply about it, and you need to, like, wrestle with it. And it needs to still be there.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to have, you know what? It needs to have resilience, just like our team is going to have.
Yes.
So it's something that, you know, you connect with, and then it maintains its resiliency, and it just won't go away. I know something will happen, and the name and the logo and the color, it will all come together, and it will feel right. I mean, I think the biggest thing is like, we want to make sure that we have enough people involved in this process so that you have different views that are articulated and that we wrestle with and we talk about deeply, and it stands that test, because it should be tested. So it's not just like lightning in the bottle. It's something that will like start there maybe, but then it will like grow over time.
It sounds like you're not taking the easy way. That's for sure.
That's
in
for
this.
Sure.
But I think it is the right way, and I think it's a very Canadian way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
ah,
I think
great.
It's like a collaborative. It's collaborative, and
there is a lot of fairness in this process, mm-hmm. in a way. Like, there's no winners or losers. Everybody's part of it, and we're all trying to like be in it together. And I think that's very much a core Canadian like kind of ethos. And I think more than anything, like, this is just open. This is open. This is something that we want people to be part of. We want people to have impact on it. We're going to have a lot of naysayers. We're probably going to make some mistakes, but like, we're here to talk about it. And like, that's what we want to do. So you'll guide us on it, Tanya. I can't wait. And we'll see where it goes. Like, I think that's more than anything. We just want to talk about this journey that we're on together.
I love that. It is going to be an adventure, that's for sure. And I will be your guide.
Yes.
And I'll have friends along the way. Come on in, stop in. And we'll make sure we'll get there. We'll have this WNBA Toronto team named by November or sooner. And I'm really excited and I can't wait to see what comes of this. So thank you so much, Teresa, for your insights, your candor, and just, you know, taking on this heavy lift that you have to...
Oh, it's fun. Yeah. The load is light when shared with all Canadians, right?
Okay, there you go. So you're part of the process, Canada. And so thank you so much for listening. And we will see you next week on Bringing Home the W.
Oh, I love that. Bringing Home the W. Let's do it.
Let's do it.